All right, we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, talking with Robin Cole here from Pawnee Mental Health. And Robin, we've got a phone call here. Somebody has a comment or a question, so we'll go to the phone lines next. Good morning. Go ahead, you're on In Focus. Robert, are you there? Go ahead. Well, he must have lost the call, so he'll probably call back. He's one of our loyal listeners. We'll move on for the moment here, though, and I know you got some other things you wanted to highlight here. There's the 988 number. That's going to be coming into existence this year, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. That's right. So 988 is a suicide lifeline number. If you think about 911 as being the number that everybody calls when they're having an emergency, 988 is now going to be known as the mental health emergency hotline number that people across our nation will be able to call starting in July. So the Federal Communications Commission has ordered phone companies to direct all 988 calls to the Suicide Lifeline by July 16th of 2020. Congress provided authority to the states or authorized states to collect phone bill fees in support of 988. And then the Biden administration made $282 million available to help states launch the 988 call. The Kansas legislature considered a bill this last fall for 988, but it didn't pass. This year, there's another bill that's in front of the legislature that would impose a 50-cent 988 fee to phone bills to help raise. They're estimating about $17.4 million annually in Kansas to help fund this 988 number. But I think it's an important number. It's good to have. And I think it goes back to just sort of communicating that message that help is available, that people who are facing mental health crises, people who are having suicidal thoughts or considering suicide have options, that there are people available, help is available, people want to talk to you, want to provide the support that you need to be able to get past that kind of a crisis.
All right. I think Robert's back on the phone line here now, so we'll take Robert's call. Go ahead, Robert.
I'm so proud of you to be involved in offsite funding and to have a good grant writer. I had some administrative people that would say they could win the world if they had a good grant writer. And, you know, it's not only the recognized mental health problems that people have sought help for, but it's also those situational things. With this C-19, an unseen enemy can come upon your health, and in a couple of days you're gone, or a couple of weeks, or a couple of months, and then there's the orphans or the rest of the family that doesn't know what they could have done, the stresses and the things in life to be able to succeed and carry on. We're so glad that you're there to reach out to folks that don't realize maybe the effects that they're having in their lives, whether it's coming from a war zone as a civilian or coming from a war zone as a combatant or the war zone of daily life. Thank you so much for your efforts.
Yep. Thank you so much for your call and just your affirmation. And we are very fortunate to have a good grant writer within our organization. You know, because community mental health centers provide services regardless of ability to pay, the fees we're able to generate for the services we provide don't cover the cost of providing the services. And because the fees we can generate don't cover the cost of providing professional level mental health care, we really do depend on grants and charitable contributions to help make up that difference in the costs between what we can collect and what the expenses are that are necessary for providing the service. So thank you for that call and those comments.
That might be a good segue into what's happening this Saturday. You're going to be receiving a check at the K-State women's game.
We are, and we're so excited. And, you know, there's so much attention being given to K-State women's basketball right now. And so we are so excited because this last fall, K-State's homecoming 5K philanthropy was for the benefit of Pawnee Mental Health Services. And so K-State will be presenting us with a check between the first and second quarter of the K-State women's basketball game this Saturday against TCU. And so we're really talking that up here at Pawnee. We're going to have quite a few Pawnee employees at the game. And we're just so honored that K-State's homecoming committee would choose Pawnee Mental Health as its philanthropy this past year. So go Cats, and everybody come out, support the women's basketball team on Saturday night, and support Pawnee Mental Health during that game.
All right. Yeah, absolutely. I'll be there. I know Troy in our sports department is going to be there as well, so we'll be rooting on the Cats. And how about Ioka Lee the other day getting 61 points?
That is really awesome, you know, and so exciting. I'm really happy for her and for K-State. You know, the university and she are just getting some really amazing press, and it's so good to see that.
Yes, it is. I agree. Another thing we have to look forward to down the road, it's not too far away, is Pancakes for Pawnee, the fourth annual. Is that right?
The fourth annual. Can you believe that? I think you were at the first and the second annual, weren't you?
I was.
Yes. And, you know, last year, because of the pandemic, we had to go to a carryout and a delivery of pancakes. And we decided this year to just go ahead and do it that way. You know, hopefully, at least with what we're hearing about the virus, hopefully it will have lost momentum by March 1st. But not knowing what was going to happen, we made the decision to go ahead and do carry out and delivery only again this year, just to be on the safe side. So this year, Fat Tuesday falls on March 1st. And so that, of course, is the first Tuesday in March. We will be working out of the West Side Early Edition restaurant, just like we did last year. We'll be selling tickets in advance, and so I would certainly encourage people to purchase those tickets ahead of time. It helps Early Edition plan how much pancake batter they need to have on store and how many sausages they need to have. This year, we have a real fun option for drinks. You know, instead of putting cans of soda or whatever in people's to-go bags, this year, courtesy of Anderson Knight Architects, we are going to be putting color-changing cups in people's bags. And so these will be plastic cups that change as you pour beverages in them. And the cups will be worth a free refill of coffee, tea, or soda with any purchase at Early Edition for the next year and until the fifth annual Pancakes for Pawnee. So we're really excited to be able to offer that kind of option. It'll be a really cool souvenir of the fourth annual Pancake for Pawnee, and it'll also provide a good opportunity for people who support Pancakes for Pawnee to go back in, support Early Edition, and get a free drink in the meantime. So thanks to Anderson Knight for helping provide those for us.
All right. Well, that's just a tease of Pancakes for Pawnee. Next month, we'll go real in-depth on that and get you set for it, because it'll be right before when that takes place on March 1st. Robin, right. We're out of time. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, it was great being here. Good talking to you.
All right.
Stay warm. It's supposed to be nice this weekend.
It is, yeah. The weather should be good. Coming up tomorrow, our last interview with Director Dennis Butler from RCPD.